1.18. Study abroad. Take a leap into the unknown. There is no better way to break the monotony of everyday university life than choosing to study overseas. A little bit of impulse can go a long way, says James Connington.
University so far has been a bit of a challenge, but one that has become familiar with repetition. Heading into my third year, I'm used to life in London, used to what is expected of me by University College London, I think, and used to justifying my exorbitant rent to my friends in different parts of the country. Life has fallen into a comfortable series of routines. I go to lectures, work part-time, write a lot of essays and muster the energy to go out when possible. In the face of all this familiarity, I have made the slightly impulsive decision to spend a term of my final and most important year studying in Germany, despite speaking absolutely no words of the language. My modules are taught in English and many Germans speak it well, but according to the ever-reliable Wikipedia, I will be unable to communicate with around 36% of the population. I'm currently in the preparation phase of this adventure, with roughly 6 weeks to go until I fly out to the former German capital, Bonn. I have many justifications for this leap into the unknown. Like the thousands of other students heading abroad from the UK this coming year, my reasons include life experience, a desire to travel, and something to stand out from the crowd on a CV. The main one, however, is simply to break up what has become routine and to experience the excitement of a new city and a new university all over again. I'm sure that many students weigh up studying abroad as a series of pros and cons, or a question of whether the grass will be greener on the other side. I would argue that students should think less about whether heading abroad is going to be better and simply view it as an unparalleled opportunity to step outside of their comfort zone. However, there are many students each year who let themselves get put off during the application stage. Of course, a lot of people simply don't want to study abroad, but for those who just get cold feet, I think a little bit of impulse can go a long way. Once you're committed to the process, dealing with the prospect of living abroad becomes substantially easier, and you actively look for the positives rather than any downsides. But there are some administrative hurdles to get through first. Logistically speaking, it's very different to previous application processes that any student might have experienced. Universities have study abroad teams, host preparation talks, and they tell you what you need to do, but it requires a lot of independent effort. Arranging visas, sorting out accommodation both abroad and for your return, registering for modules and meeting all of the deadlines for paperwork is solely up to you. You will get prodded by your university, but you need to take a proactive approach, as study abroad teams tend to be small, whilst the number of students being sent and received is vast. From a financial standpoint, the Erasmus programme in particular is a very attractive opportunity, particularly for London students used to high living costs. In addition to the regular student loan, students get a grant, which varies according to the living costs of the country in question. Many of those venturing further afield outside of this programme have already left and can provide some valuable lessons for those still preparing to go. Utilising pre-existing networks of students can provide invaluable information that can make all the difference to daily life abroad. Mari Whiteman, 20, is a University College London geography student spending a year abroad in Singapore. She stresses that it should not be underestimated how much a different climate can affect day-to-day life, and that as much admin as possible should be taken care of before getting on the plane. Marcus Baird, 20, a student from the same university and currently spending a term in Adelaide, Australia, adds to this with advice on the importance of researching your accommodation thoroughly beforehand. Prices can vary wildly, and it can be hard to gauge the best locations from online maps alone. Also important is to come prepared for any mishaps, which means having important documents to hand, as well as key phrases memorised if you don't speak the language. However prepared you are, studying abroad is not for everyone, and I'm yet to discover whether or not it will suit me. I know plenty of people who regret not applying, and almost nobody who has the same reservations about their decision to go. So, all things considered, I would encourage those teetering on the edge to give it serious thought before dismissing the idea altogether.